Welcome to an extra special season of the J-Pod, where we hit the road to attend the National Futsal Championships held in Melbourne in January this year, which of course is 2003. J-Man had the privilege of sponsoring the Victorian All Abilities Futsal Team, and we met some of the incredible team members who were playing in the tournament. We took the mic along so you can meet them too, and we hope you enjoy this mini-series with Football Victoria at the National Championships. On this episode, we speak to Samson Samerson from Clayton South.
All I do is just play my game, focus on the game, try play the best I can. Even though we do win or lose, it's all about having fun, really, pretty much.
Now, I suppose the big thing is, how much fun are you having with the other guys?
A lot of fun. I played against some of these guys in our outdoor local teams, but it's good to kind of like join in and join with these guys and play.
So I noticed in the game yesterday, there's a couple of elbows came out there. It gets a little bit willing at times.
Yeah, it does.
So but you guys are really serious.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, all we have to do is just kind of play a game. Like, just work as a team and just be happy that we made it this far, even representing Victoria.
So, Sammy, what's your condition?
So I've got short-term memory loss, ADHD, and something to my language as well, and something to do with my work and memory.
So I spoke to Ethan earlier on, and he was saying that when he's out there on the futsal court, the fact that he has a condition, a disability, is irrelevant to him. He just goes full on. Are you the same?
Yeah. All I have to do is just play my game, play the best as I can, and whatever happens, happens. Like, you can't, like, to me, and I've like also learned this from other people as well, but I also hang around professional athletes as well, so that what ability you have, you can improve from what you can do.
What's the not so good thing about living with a disability or disabilities, and what's the best thing about it?
The worst thing about it to me is getting judged all the time and being like different from other people.
So give us an example when you're judged.
So like how you look and like how like you act around when you're hanging around other people.
I'm going to say something that just sounds disappointing to me. Do you get disappointed when that happens?
Yes, it does, but end of the day, like, it's their judgment and you can't do anything about it. But end of the day, the best thing about living with a disability, you can do stuff that no one else can do, and you can prove them wrong too.
So tell us, what do you do?
So I work with animals at Reptile Encounters, and I'm also a landscaper. But I'm also, plus some of these other guys are gold medalists, won gold in Special Olympics as well.
Is your, or are your disabilities, do you use them as I've heard from other people that live with disability, they use it as almost like a superpower?
Yeah, you can say that, but also it just shows your character as well, and like your personality.
Okay, if I was to ask Sammy, what's his character, what's his personality, what would he say to me?
My character and personality is probably very kind, good-hearted, willing to do anything for other people, but show no mercy on the field.
One more question before we go, and it is very personal. You in love, Sammy?
Yes, I am. I've also got a girlfriend that also has a disability as well.
How long you been together?
Since April this year.
Going well?
Yes, it took me a very long time to find the one.
Good on you, mate. Fantastic. Just one more question. Futsal. Do you think it's a great way for people to get involved that have a disability or live with a disability to basically show the world that, and I hate to use the word, well, in fact, I will use the word, that we're normalising disability. We want people to understand that disability is just like everything else.
Yes, and it also it shows other people that come and encourage us as well, from other teams as well, that we're all here together and as a sport family. I call it sports family.
Good on you, Sammy. Thanks for your time. Good luck for the rest of the tournament.
Thank you.